Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Greg Gibson, CEO of Trelawney Mining. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is TRR. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Thank you.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the property acquisition agreement for Chester Township.
Well, we started looking for a mining property in May of this year, moving the company from exploration into a producer, and we came across the property group that's located between Timmins and Sudbury, known as the Chester Properties, which was owned by a company called the Trelawn Investment. They were approached by several companies wanting to further explore the company. We wanted to bring the property into production as there was a considerable amount of development already in place, down to 500 vertical feet, with a fairly good grade and reserve. So, we struck up a deal and have been able to expand from that original property quite substantially.
Great. And you also received approval for the earlier in the last month for the Young Shannon property?
Yes. Once we were able to do the Chester property, we struck a deal with Metalum Resources to acquire the Young Shannon property, which is which joins the Chester property, which we're able to access from the existing underground, saving us a considerable amount of money on surface development and permitting.
Well, great. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on the company's other key projects.
Well, the Jackrabbit property, or the property that was known as the Jackrabbit property, which, again, it borders the Young Shannon and the Chester, also accessible from the Chester underground workings. It adds a considerable amount of exploration upside, allowing us to expand on the historical exploration that's been done to date. The property package that we put together, it's a very strong gold area. The problems in the past is, over the last 70 years of exploration have simply been that there were too many small companies exploring with too many bits and pieces of it. So being able to put the whole thing together will allow us to get into production extremely quickly and offers us an extremely strong upside on exploration potential.
Well, great. And so how well is the company positioned to capitalize on some of the emerging market trends?
Well, we've been fairly lucky in being able to maintain a nice chart. We started off in April of this year after our rollback at trading at 7.5 cents. And as you can see today, we've been able to get up to the 55 cent, as high as 79 cent area for a little bit. We've just closed a book on a $10 million financing, which we're hoping to close before Christmas, which will allow us to further the exploration programs and get us dewatered and hopefully into production. So we're feeling confident that we're quite pleased with the market thus far, and we think it's going to be positive going forward.
Well, good. And so what are some of the factors that makes Trelawney Mining and exploration unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think we've just been able to inherit such a great deal of historical information. I'd hate to try and put a number or value on the historical information or the drilling that's been done in the past, but it's just a massive amount of historical information that we've been able to historical exploration projects that we've been able to roll up into one big group. So we've just catapulted ourselves, pretty much into a close to production decision on three properties. And basically, what we're doing now is just expanding what we know that is already there.
Well, good. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Greg, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Well, my experience has been mining. I'm not an explorationist. I've been mining 30 years, focusing on narrow vein gold, which we're chasing and we're going to bring into production on the Chester. Tyler Culhane, he's 20 years of narrow vein mining, done nothing but narrow vein mining. We have Bob Breezy, who, again, in narrow vein mining, he was a former manager of Lakeshore Gold in Timmins, at their Timmins West project, Liberty Metals, Macassa. So he has a very strong background in narrow vein. People, or experience of people is the main ingredient to making these narrow vein mines work. So we feel we do have that. David Bielhartz, who runs our exploration department, he was the former vice president of exploration with Lakeshore Gold. Previously or before Lakeshore, he was with Homer, so he spent a great deal of time on the Timmins West property, and again, in the general vicinity of where we are. So very well experienced, strong track record, and we have a whole lot of confidence in what David brings to our management group. So, we feel very comfortable going forward. Our board of directors, we have Tony Makuch, Anthony Makuch, who's the president and CEO of Lakeshore. George Cole is another strong addition, who was a former vice president of exploration with Teck Cominco. So, I have a whole lot of resource to pull from and guidance to move this thing forward. So I feel very lucky in that.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and objectives the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, we've just recently completed just a small drill program of 1,700 meters. We've now moved the drill over to the west side of the Young Shannon property, where we're just completing the first hole there. We're looking to begin dewatering in the first quarter of 2010, hopefully to put us into production fairly soon after that, once we get the dewatering and a bit of rehab done. So we're hoping to be in production on the Chester production output 2010, looking at developing from the 500 level on the Chester into the Young Shannon property towards the end of 2010 and expanding on some of our strong exploration targets. So we're looking at by month 7 of 2010 to be actually generating positive revenue from the underground operation.
Good. And so in terms of investors, do you think that the company's message and your company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, we haven't really put the story out in any big way. By looking at our stock, I think that anyone that has looked at our situation and has studied it a bit, they appreciate what it is. So, I think they understand what we're doing. I think they understand the upside of what we have. I think we're sitting quite well, and anyone that does look at us or listens to our story, they appreciate and understand what we have, and that's all we can ask for at this point.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Greg Gibson, CEO of Trelawney Mining and Exploration, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is TRR. As mentioned, currently trading at 55 cents a share now. Before we conclude, Greg, just to rehash, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider TRR as a good long-term investment?
I think, if you look at gold and you look at Northern Ontario being, friendly to mining, we would be the closest to production in the area right now. We have a good resource base. We have $25 to $30 million of underground development already in place that we're going to dewater. And this is development that has been, or a mine that's been developed to 500 vertical feet on five levels on ore without any mining on it. And that's simply because it was done in the late 80s when gold fell below $300, well below $300. So we've just eliminated the necessity of having to raise a whole lot of money and go out on a limb in developing this thing. However, in saying that, it is mining, and the staff that we've put together have been mining for a long time. So, you know what, there are problems we're going to have to overcome just in getting to the production stage, but we feel we have the experience to overcome those problems and get there. So for anyone that wants to invest in a company that's close to production with a strong exploration upside, I think we'd be hard to duplicate right now in this market.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors, Greg.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Anytime.